This is VOA News by a remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Satellite up photos obtained by the Associated Press appear to show the aftermath of a fatal attack on an oil facility in the capital of the United Arab Emirates, claimed by Yemen's Houthi rebels. The images by Planet Labs PBC analyzed by the AP show smoke rising over an Abu Dhabi National Oil Company fuel depot and the Mustafa neighborhood of Abu Dhabi Monday. Another image taken shortly up after appears to show scorch marks and white fire-suppressing foam deployed on the ground of that area. The attack killed two Indian nationals and one Pakistani, as well as wounded six others. A separate fire also struck Abu Dhabi International Airport. Months before U.S. President Joe Biden announced the U.S.'s complete withdrawal from Afghanistan last year, Washington's watchdog warned that the Afghan Air Force would collapse without critical American aid, training, and maintenance. The report was declassified on Tuesday. That report by the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, John Supko, submitted to the Department of Defense in January of last year, underscores that American authorities have been alerted that Afghanistan's Air Force did not have the capabilities to survive after a U.S. withdrawal. In particular, the report points to U.S. failure to train Afghan support staff, leaving the Air Force unable to maintain its aircraft without American contractors. U.S. air support to government forces was key in the 20-year war against Taliban insurgents. Its removal, along with the inability of the Afghan Air Force to fill the void, was one factor that contributed to the Taliban sweeping victory after the Americans withdrew. This is VOA News. North Korea is at it again, acknowledging Tuesday that it has conducted a test firing of a tactical guided missile in its fourth round of missile launches this month. That announcement came a day after South Korea's military detected the North launching two ballistic missiles into the sea. North Korea has warned of stronger action after the Biden administration last week imposed fresh sanctions over its continued weapons test. Some experts say North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is reviving Pyongyang's old playbook and brinksmanship to extract concessions from Washington and neighbors as his severely sanctioned economy continues to decay under pandemic-related difficulties. Russian soldiers took part in tactical exercises in the Rostov region near the Ukrainian border on Monday. They conducted exercises on engineering, exploration, fortification, and mining. Russia has perturbed the West by building up troops near Ukraine and demanded that Washington pledge not to let Ukraine join NATO or expand the military alliance eastward, a stipulation that the United States refuses to accept. Washington has urged Moscow to reverse its buildup of an estimated 100,000 troops near the border with Ukraine, which has prompted Ukrainian and Western concerns about a possible new invasion 8 years after Russia seized Crimea from Ukraine. Despite sitting almost on top of the volcano that erupted so violently, the Pacific nation of Tonga appears to have avoided the widespread disaster that many initially feared. Tonga has so far reported two deaths, and concerns remain for the fate of people on two smaller islands that appear to have been hard hit. Perhaps the biggest problem is the ash that has coated the main island and transformed it into a gray moonscape, contaminating the rainwater that people rely on to drink. Communications have been down, making assessments more difficult, but on the main island, at least life is slowly returning to normal. New Zealand is preparing much-needed supplies, but said ash on the runway will delay the flight at least a day. As he fights for his career, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has one constant refrain, that is, wait for Sue Gray. Gray is a senior but previously obscure civil servant who may hold Johnson's political future in her hands. She has the job of investigating allegations that the Prime Minister and his staff attended lockdown flouting parties on government property. Gray is due to report by the end of the month on claims government staff held late-night soirees, bring-your-own-booze parties, and wine-time Fridays while Britain was under coronavirus restrictions. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.